Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. Good evening. Welcome aboard from the Big Apple, the United States Open in Flushing Meadows, Queens, here at the Billie Jean National Tennis Center. Marty Terrell here on Sports Overnight America, along with our producer and contributor, Dominic Jimenez, as we talk the world of sports for the next hour, and we do it throughout the night into the wee hours of the morning. Lots to get to. Obviously, we're paying homage to the U.S. Open. Our great friends with the National Football Foundation. We've had a heck of a time in New York. We're getting ready for Steve Hogan, who's the CEO of the Citrus Bowl and the 12-team playoff, of course, in college football as a headline story. We'll do that at 40 past the hour. Just a great day in New York all the way around, and just glad to be here both business-wise and chronicling the tennis. Excellent. Coco Gauff today, a little struggle at the beginning, but then she just put on a clinic. I mean, 6-2, 6-love, the third seed defending champion Coco cruised to victory today. So she's on to the second round. I'll give you some results after we get to the break here and roll along through the first segment. Then Zaid Hussain is going to join us from Chicago. He's our football guy in the Big Ten in the NFC North. The Bears ran the table in the preseason. We're getting ready for the NFL on the 8th. Of course, the Thursday night prior to that. We'll get the season opener, of course, with the defending world champion Chiefs and everything else that's going on. So there you go. Baseball, my Red Sox stink, can't get out of their own way. Middle innings, Tanner Houck couldn't get it done on Sunday. Arizona, listen, the Diamondbacks may be a two-trick pony. Listen, last year got to the World Series. Got beat by Texas, yes. That D-backs team is dangerous. I mean, you can sit here and tell me all you want about the Dodgers. You know, Otani, of course, with the walk-off granny over the weekend. You can tell me about the Padres who split with the Mets. This D-backs team is just dangerous. They are good. Merrill Kelly didn't even pitch well, for crying out loud, and they still found a way to win. So it's crazy. Tanner Houck, the middle innings, the Red Sox bullpen. I've turned the page. I drive up to Boston later on this week. Got some business up there Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Then we head to Chicago for Caitlin Clark Friday night. And I just the Red Sox make me sick. All right, we're coming back here. We're live in New York. We'll do some tennis. We're in a good mood today. And Steve Hogan, the CEO of Citrus Bowl at 40 past 8, who's Zaid coming up. But we'll give you a tennis recap and a whole lot more coming up.
Right now at Wendy's, you can get a small Frosty for a buck. And literally everyone is going. The car behind you, going to get a dollar Frosty. The car ahead of you, already had one, going for a second. The person who cut you off earlier, you guessed it, dollar Frosty. Maybe it's all a sign for you to go get one. Just don't cut anyone off. No one likes that person. The iconic Frosty for a buck, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Not valid in a combo. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, California, and via third-party delivery.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key?
Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
The soccer season never ends here on Sports Byline Broadcast. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast. iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and on demand 24/7 wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. First Touch, soccer talk for the new age. Weekends right here on Sports Byline USA and worldwide on the American Forces Network.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack your Columbia Performance fishing gear for protection against the sun, wind, and rain. Columbia PFG apparel and footwear offers superior innovation and features, which allows you to focus on your catch and not the elements. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Coming to you live from New York City and the Flushing Meadows, Corona Park, Queens, Billie Jean Tennis Center. We are inside Arthur Ashe Stadium. Today was a scorcher. It really was. Boy, I got sunburn. Holy smokes. But yeah, we recap Coco Gauff, the women's side defending champ. She cruised. The other match we saw was Ben Shelton. Dominic Thiem, Austrian, won the 2020 U.S. Open. It was a heartwarming today, and too bad we had some sound bites, but they were inaudible because we, you know, we're way, you know, way away from his mic and the speakers inside, Arthur Ashe Stadium center court. But what we saw today was a coronation because 4 years ago he won it. He won the men's U.S. Open. Dominic Thiem, Austrian guy, great guy. 31-year-old wrist injuries, retiring. He played before an empty. It was the pandemic, COVID-19 pandemic. No fans. They had the Open, but there was no fans. So it was a big time bummer. And good job, packed arena today or packed house, Arthur Ashe Stadium, center court, and it was great because New York, as much as they get knocked, they're passionate, knowledgeable sports fans across everything. They really are. They know their football, basketball, baseball, hockey, boxing. They know their tennis. New York fans, they pay attention. They're into it, and they gave them a beautiful send-off. It was touching. It really was. I'm glad I got to see that. Coco, pretty procedural. Tonight, Djokovic will have no problem. He will roll against an unseeded player. Let me pay homage to the guy, for crying out loud. Say the guy's name, would you please? Tonight, what do we got? Djokovic will take on Radu Albot. So that'll be the last match of the night. That'll be probably, that thing won't even get going till I'm starting to think, oh my God, we're talking what, 10 o'clock? Ooh, 9:45, out. That is ouch. Maybe not that late, but could go. But that'll be a straight sets victory and all intents and purposes. So we'll keep an eye on that. And then the number one season, both the men's and women go at it tomorrow. Świątek and Sinner, who, of course, Jannik Sinner is bringing a lot of controversy here. He failed two steroid drug tests for using enhancements. Said it was a cream that he was used, some kind of cream. And, we've seen this before. Tatis in Major League Baseball, the cream. Well, they don't buy it. The NFL doesn't buy it. Tennis did. And I tell you, there's some professional athletes wound up. And everybody, what a name too, Sinner. You got people fired up. How are you going to get booed tonight? Now, that's the other part of New York sports fans. Listen. We all went through the whole thing with Androstine Dione and McGuire and Sosa and Clemens and Pettit and all these guys, listen, they're carrying lifetime stigmas. A-Rod, no Hall of Fame. Clemens, no Hall of Fame. Pettit, no Hall of Fame. McGuire, no Hall of Fame. I mean, we're going on and on. We're going on and on. Now, Sinner gets a pass. And tennis, I tell you, this story's not going away. In fact, it's one of these stories that kind of looked like it was petering out. Now it's gaining more juice because you're right now in a media hub, you know, in New York. And, you know, Sinner is going to make a run here and likely is going to be in he'll be in the quarters for sure, semis likely, and probably in the final. Heaven forbid he wins it. It's going to be crazy. So just circle that as Sinner, who is Italian, and it's going to be, and I say that because there's a lot of his fans, countrymen. Who are rooting for him like crazy. He's a huge threat to Djokovic, even on the hard surface. And now you got this mess. So that is interesting. So we will keep an eye on that. The other thing we want to get into here, I think, is just, you know, paying attention to what's going on in the NFL with the season right around the corner. Now, CeeDee Lamb and the Cowboys got their house in order. Now, all eyes on that deal, $136 million. You know, Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers are rolling their eyes because Ayuk's saying, ha-ha, here we go again. Now I just ramp it up, you know. I mean, you got Jefferson up in Minnesota who broke the bank. Now you got CeeDee Lamb breaking the bank. Ayuk is saying, I'm getting paid. Now, he's neither Jefferson, and he's certainly not CeeDee Lamb. He's an elite receiver, but is he the elite of the elite? No. But he's barking now, without a doubt, for his payday. So this is going to be interesting to watch with the 49ers. A distraction they don't need. But listen, say what you want. The 49ers have navigated this thing so far. And you know, the Cowboys hung in there. And, you know, for a while there, it looked like it may not get done. This is what they are. They're holdouts. And the bottom line is CeeDee Lamb was working out. He wasn't in practice. He never was. But the fact of the matter is, it takes him probably, what, a couple of tighteners. You know, he'll get in, practice, he'll be ready to go. So I don't worry about that. Now, you know, if he pulls a hammy, you're going to hear people screaming and yelling. Wouldn't have happened had he been to camp and all that other stuff. We're not going to play that tape forward. We'll just see how it ultimately, right? We will ultimately see how that all comes to pass with Lamb and the Cowboys. They desperately need him. And Dak Prescott, make no mistake about it. He's playing for a contract. He's playing for his, you know, justification. He's playing for his, you know, quite frankly, for his, the validity of, you know, his status in the National Football League. So it's a big deal. So it's going to be very interesting as this NFL season gets underway. And here we are. We get through the preseason. I think what we really have here is we've got the situation in Chicago, which is nice. I mean, in terms of preseason, you don't get too caught up in the 4-0. What you do get caught up in, and we'll talk to Zaid Hussein coming up here in a few minutes, is how exciting Caleb Williamson was, how great he was in limited glimpses and little chunks. So that's a lot of optimism. They're giddy in Chicago. I mean, the Cubs and the White Sox are going to lose 120 minimum, probably 125 games. They're a disaster. The Cubs have underachieved, so they don't matter. Bulls and the Blackhawks have been irrelevant. So the Bears have got the Chicago land right there, right in the palm of their hand, and the fan base is going to go nuts. So they're all in. So there you go. And then, you know, you got Notre Dame, which has got a big following in Chicagoland. They're going to open on the road. Texas A&M, a relevant game there. So we got a lot to talk about. And with the college football season getting underway Saturday, look what we got. We got right on a tee, just teed up beautifully. As wouldn't you know it, Florida State smacked 63-3 Georgia, who is angry. Michigan wins the national championship. Georgia, you know, Florida State got screwed, made a big deal out of it. And why wouldn't they? They didn't have their best player. They didn't have their receiver. And so guess what? The bowl committee said, you're not going to be a Final Four. You're out. You don't have a key player. So here you go. you can go play Georgia, and they get beat 63-3, and now they fly over to Ireland, start their season, don't show up, quarterback transfer from Clemson, has a okay day, didn't throw any picks, didn't throw any touchdowns either, and Florida State just got manhandled. They really did. Their favorite double digits and should have won the game, should have, could have, would have, and got beat and looked bad doing it. 24-21 at the gun. The kicker from Texas goes on there for Georgia Tech, splits the uprights, and boom. Adios, Aer Lingus game. The Irish classic, as we like to call it, goes to Georgia Tech 24-21 over Florida State. Other than that, the college stuff over the weekend, SMU, Nevada. Look, SMU won. It was kind of a ho-hum game Saturday night. What else did you have? Little New Mexico and Montana State, who scored 21 answered in the fourth quarter to win there, but that is not a big deal. But listen, it was football. You're watching anything. You're football starved. The games count. We got into it. So, all right, Zaid Hussein, we'll tee it up for him. We'll get him here. We'll toss the pigskin around, and then Steve Hogan, the CEO of the Citrus Bowl. Of course, they had that huge Pop-Tart a year ago, so we'll have a little fun with that. And certainly get his take, as college football with the 12-team playoff is just got a lot of traction and all the movement with the Big Ten expansion, the Big 12, and, of course, the SEC with Texas and Oklahoma. So we'll come back. We'll get it going. Zaid Hussein, he's up next. He kicks it off here on Sports Byline, a Monday into a Tuesday here on Sports Overnight. Coming right back. Who done it? Who stole my baby?
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
All right, talking the world of sports, we get in here a couple times a week, bare minimum. We are ramped up and ready to go with the start of football season, and let's get him in here, Mr. Zaid Hussain, and we bring him into the fold here. Love having him on. Zaid, welcome aboard. How are you today? What's going on?
Marty, we are doing well. Football season is here, finally. We're going to have some college football games coming up. We're going to have some NFL games pretty soon, and I am so excited to dive in and talk about all these games coming up. Finally, we got some stuff to bet on here.
I'm with you. Bears cut down day. Obviously, the big news, they got Chris Williams in the trade with the Browns. They also acquired Daryl Taylor from Seattle. They waived nine players. I didn't see anybody really that bears too much attention. Give me a quick skinny on the Bears, just in terms of had a nice preseason, run the table. We don't put too much stock in that, but a couple of tweaks defensively. You got to like that. And obviously, they got the groundswell with the number one pick in the draft, Caleb Williams. Go ahead. Let's start it out. Where do you want to start? Go ahead.
Yeah, so I think when you look at Chris Williams, you know, people see his age, you know, but I think for me, when I look at Chris Williams, it's someone that's going to, you know, provide a spark for our team. It's a very underrated pickup. I think the Bears making that trade is something Ryan Poles is looking at, you know, his strengths, his weaknesses inside the team, and he's trying to address it, which is good to see before the season starts. But I think that this is a team that's going to be out and running right away. You know, I think we're going to have a really good start. If you look at our schedule, we're going to have a couple easy games. I think we could start the season about 3-4-1. And then when you get to the midpoint of the season is really when the Bears are going to have those tougher games. But I think this is a team that could really get off and running. And if we get off and running and Caleb Williams is gaining some confidence, you know, watch out for our Chicago Bears, because we could just hit the ground running and we could take over right away.
Yeah, you know, it's not sexy to talk about defense, but let's continue on that theme. When you look at this team defensively, where do you worry? I mean, they obviously got, you know, the edge taken care of. They're, you know, they've made some tweaks. I think, you know, Sweat is outstanding. You got Billings, Dexter, Walker, Edwards, and Edmonds, the linebackers. You know, some people might poke at the secondary here a little bit. Size up the defense before we get into the sexy talk, and that's, you know, this offense, which I think it's just going to be dynamite. I really do. Literally and figuratively, I think this offense could be explosive. All right, let's finish up on defense.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think, look, the biggest question for the Chicago Bears coming into the offseason was if we're going to be able to retain Jalen Johnson, and we weren't able to do that signing him to a long-term contract. When you look at Johnson, he's one of the best corners, outside corners, especially when he locks down that side of the field, the left side of the field, he takes it away. Like, Jalen Johnson is a guy that's a true game changer. So when you have someone like that, they're able to re-sign for, you know, basically almost a max deal, you know, making him one of the highest paid corners, if not the highest paid corner in the league. That was something that was huge for the Bears because it helps our secondary tremendously. Now, when you look at the inside, You lost Roquan Smith from a couple of years ago and a couple of those guys like that, but when you grab a guy like Montez Sweat and you still have Andrew Billings and T.J. Edwards, that linebacker, and these guys are great players. They're going to make a lot of noise. I think this defense is good enough to be not obviously a top-five defense in the league, but we're going to be a better-than-average defense, 100%, I believe, in the league. Just our talent from top to bottom is good enough to compete with anybody in the league.
Yep, NFC North, we're going to look around there, but I want to stay on the Bears here. The offense, listen, you know, it's almost funny when you say it. We're saying, wow, the Bears could be explosive offensively, and the reason is for a lot of reasons, but most notably quarterback. This has just been a horrible position for this franchise for such a long time. Now, I understand Rex Grossman a long time ago got him to Miami in a Super Bowl against the Colts, but this has been such a star-crossed position The quarterback looks great. He is a rookie. But look at the stable of receivers, including, by the way, Komet, who I think is an outstanding tight end. I'm a Notre Dame apologist, but I love him. I just think this offense, and then Swift is great. If he can stay healthy, he can run it. He can catch it. This offense, I'm just telling you, I'm giddy. Do you share the giddiness? And let's hear what you say about the Bears in terms of when they have that football on offense. Let me hear.
I am 100% with you. I mean, when you look at our team, I mean, like you said, Rex Grossman, the last time we were in the Super Bowl, and it wasn't even because of Rex Grossman. We just had such insane defenses back then with the Chicago Bears, with Urlacher, and, you know, that whole team in the past. Now, when you look at us offensively now, I mean, our best quarterback in most recent memory, I would say, is probably Jay Cutler, in all honesty. And he wasn't even that great. He was a solid quarterback, but, you know, just a little above average. Now you have an elite talent in Caleb Williams, who over the next couple of years is really going to, I think, progress into one of the best quarterbacks in the league. You pair him with DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, and Romo Odunze, and you've got a lot of talent here. Even our offensive line, it has a lot of great guys with Braxton Jones and Tevin Jenkins on the left side. And I think when you look at this team, they could play a ton of different styles because they could have that back out of the backfield with DeAndre Swift, who's going to run routes, catch balls out of the backfield. But you could also, you know, play hard-nosed run the ball football with Khalil Herbert, and they could run for big games. You got Herbert and Johnson, who are really big change of pace backs. So I think the Bears offense will have a lot of different looks depending on the gameplay and the scenario each game and each week, where if they need to kill that clock and run the ball, you'll see the run game open up a lot more.
All right, let's get to the first four. I always break it down four games at a time. That's what we'll do on this segment. Tennessee to open, they go to the Texans, they go to the Colts, and they got the Rams. Let's just start with the first one with the Titans. Young quarterback there as well. Interesting situation to start the season with Tennessee. We know they don't play a divisional opponent for a long time. Let's start with the opener, and then kind of what do you see out of the first four after we address the opener? Let me hear.
So when you look at the opener, we're at home against Tennessee. I think this is a win. I think we start the season strong. Even when you look at, like I think we come out of the first 4 weeks at worst 2-2 because I think we should be able to beat Tennessee. You look at Indianapolis, you're in Indy. It's a tougher game. But I think between Houston, Indy, and the Rams, you're at least winning one game there. So I think you start 2-2 there at worst. And then when you look at the next game, you play a Carolina who's at home. I mean, you're at home. It's most likely a free win for you. And then you got Jacksonville, which is a tougher game. But then again, you're at home again. I'm sorry, you're not at home. We're in London, I believe, in that game.
Yes.
Jacksonville.
Yep.
So
yep.
For me, I think if the Bears don't start at least 4-2, it's a disappointment before that bye week because we've got a week 7 bye week. So I see us starting 4-2, and then even after the bye week, you look at the games. We play Washington, we play Arizona, and we play New England.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
The schedule's not that difficult until you get to the meat grinder, until you get to those double digit weeks. I mean, this is where it gets crazy. After you play the Patriots at Soldier, by the way, you got it's nuts. You finally see a team from your division with the Packers at home. Then you got the Vikings the very next week at home. Now you're going to the Lions on Thanksgiving, which is, you know, granted a tough place to play because they're improved, but everybody gets up for Thanksgiving. Then you got to go out to the West Coast and play the Niners, and then you wheel right back with the Vikings and Lions in successive weeks before you finish up with Seahawks and Packers. So, you know, the schedule is going to lull you into a false sense of security. You're going to get an early bye week, which is not a good thing. It breaks up a soft part of your schedule. You wish you had that bye week later on because you're going through the grinder. There's no question about it. But you know what that does for the Bears? They know it. They've got time to prepare for it. What you don't want to see, Zate, is stumbles against the soft underbelly of that schedule, right? I mean, if you drop a couple of games you shouldn't, that's going to come back and haunt you big time.
100%. And I think, you know, what's good about the bye is, even though we have an early bye, it gives Caleb Williams time to really, you know, lock in and look at film, throughout those first 6 weeks of the season and see really what he's doing wrong, what he's doing right, and take it almost a week to evaluate how he's been in the first quarter of the season. Because when you're playing every single week and you know, you finish your game, you take a rest day, then you got walkthroughs and you're preparing for the next week, you really don't have enough time to sit back and evaluate how you've been throughout the beginning part of the season. But having that early bye week is going to be huge for Caleb Williams, who's going to be able to go look back at tape and see what he's doing right and what he's doing wrong to prepare himself for the next 14 weeks of the season. You know,
I couldn't agree with you more. All right, I'm going to pin you down. You ready? I'm going to pin you down right now. Give me their record after 18 games, in or out of the playoffs, will tell me. Go ahead, tell me. Give me their record right now.
I think we get to 10 wins. I think the Bears finish above 500. I think we get to 10 wins, and I think we're in the wild card spot by playoff time.
I got them at 11-7. You got them at 10-8. I mean, excuse me, you got him at 10-7. I got him at 11-6. And you got him in a wild card, and I do too. They're going to be a playoff team. Listen, great job. We'll get you later on this week, probably on a football Friday. Appreciate it, buddy. The season's here. Here we go, buddy. Thank you, Zaid.
Let's go. Thank you. Take care.
All right. Good job. Get back to us. Zaid Hussain doing an outstanding job for us here on Sports Byline. Hey, I'll tell you what. You know, the Bears, they're excited. I mean, that sports town is a great sports town, but they've been beaten up. I mean, seriously, the Bulls, bleh. Blackhawks, horrible. Cubs, I don't even need to mention the White Sox. You know they're putrid. Seriously, I mean, the Kane County Cougars are outdrawing, in all probability, the Chicago White Sox. It's god-awful. The Bears, they just, by default, they're getting all the attention. All right, Steve Hogan, CEO, Citrus Bowl. Good get. We appreciate this. This will be fun. We'll flip around the college football here. Coming up here on Sports Overnight America. Don't forget, Jeff and Jen tonight, too, in the overnight here. We're coming back. Don't go away.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a notebook for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Might I suggest 2 carts?
Save big on back-to-school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and 2-pocket poly folders are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/31, in-store only, limit 10, while supplies last.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. American. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Hi, this is Blake Byrne. Each Saturday night, we're talking health and fitness right here on Sports Byline USA. You can hear my podcast on the iHeartRadio as well. Hit me up on Instagram at Byrne.Blake and Twitter.
Health and fitness with Blake Byrne each Saturday night during Sports Weekend right here on Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and the American Forces Radio Network.
All right, coming to you live from New York City, the Arthur Ashe Stadium will be illuminated tonight with Djokovic. Novak Djokovic will go at it tonight, but Coco Gauff cruised today. And Ben Shelton, who's from Atlanta, Georgia, he played at University of Florida. He had an outstanding effort today against Dominic Thiem, and Thiem rode off into retirement. And New York did a great job sending Thiem off into retirement. Won the U.S. Open back in the ravaged, the COVID-19 ravaged sports year of 2020. No fans in Flushing Meadows. It was eerie, but we saw that. And so it was a great day, and away we go. All right, let's get him in here. I'm really excited about this man, Steve Hogan. He's the CEO of Florida Citrus Sports, and he is nice enough to come on here. We can talk some football, and we can talk about what's going on with the Citrus Bowl with that Pop-Tart a year ago and see what they got planned, and then away we go. Steve, welcome aboard. Marty Terrell, we're across the country on iHeart, TuneIn, and around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. Thanks for coming on. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, man. Happy to do it. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we really are. You know, Steve, I love your resume. I really do. But the one item that I got to just get out of the way is you are like the driving force, and we're the driving force to convince Goodell and the NFL to get rid of the godforsaken Pro Bowl and get us something we could be excited about instead of a game that truly nobody cares about. I've always said the NFL had two of the greatest games. One was the Super Bowl, which everyone loves, and the other one was the Pro Bowl, which no one cared about. How did you do that real quick? Let's get that out of the way before we talk about some other stuff.
I don't know what you're reading or what your sources are, but I can assure you I have got zero power in telling the NFL what to do. But we have hosted the game this year coming up. It'll be 6 out of the 8 times it's been stateside since leaving Hawaii. I had a blast, though. I got to admit, last year, after hosting several of the kind of tackle versions of the Pro Bowl, last year was amazing. And that's the most energy I've been a part of in a stadium in a long time. And I think you take those helmets off, and these DBs and wide receivers are going head-to-head and for everybody to see. I mean, to me, they were getting after it, and it was a lot of fun to watch.
No question. And I'll tell you what, the Olympics are going to – they're talking about flag football, the Olympics. I hope they do it. I really do. I love the Olympics. And if you can get Mahomes and those guys who all say they want to play for USA and go play flag football, I'm all for it. All right, let's get to it. You know, Central Florida, under your tutelage and your guidance, has really blossomed. University of Central Florida, outstanding. You've got a great bowl. You've got the Camping World Bowl along with the Citrus. Obviously, a great promotional piece with the Pop-Tart. Give us an update, you know, promotionally and just the overall sense now that we're into a playoff system. We've got major bowl situations that everybody's excited about. Steve, give us a little radio resume to what's going on with your bowl situations, and then we'll talk about college football, the playoff at large. Let's hear.
Yeah, you know, next year our Chiefs Citrus Bowl turns 80 years old, and such a young city, so to speak, you know, to be 8 decades in, you know, one of the 7 oldest games. We're really, really proud of that. But, you know, the matchup with the first choices of the SEC and the Big Ten after what was the BCS, which became the playoff. And really, we haven't had a pick in the top 12 in the last 8 years. And we've been doing really big ratings, you know, great matchups. Had Michigan Bama a few years ago. And the Pop-Tarts Bowl, picking first in the ACC and second in the Big 12, has yielded some really great games. And, of course, as you mentioned, you know, last year, just the fun with figuring out how you can let players consume a mascot live. I was a little nervous about that when I heard about it, but then it turned out okay on game day. And we should have probably had some crime scene tape around the Pop-Tart, because they literally ate every last scrap of that thing.
Yeah, hey, Steve, I called Des Moines, Iowa home, and let me tell you something. We are still talking about Tate to Holloway. Come on now. Iowa, last second play to absolutely decimate Nick Saban and LSU. It's a college football moment that they'll show in Iowa forever. A great, great
moment. I'm standing on the sideline of that game, and honestly, I can remember it like it was yesterday. I love Coach Perez. I'm sitting there going, man, this he might get fired. He's got three timeouts on the board. We're inside of 30 seconds. I think it was down to like 11 seconds when he snapped that, and he was on the wrong side of the 50. Lo and behold, I mean, you just couldn't script it any better than that. I mean, that kid's down the seam. The only touchdown he caught in his entire college career, and boom, you know, they take him out, and it was unbelievable. It piled up in the end zone, and it just the range of emotions that day. But it's probably one of the greatest. It's up there with the top 5 or 10 greatest bowl games, I think, in history. And it was really fun to be there live that day.
Wow, the Citrus Bowl shook on its pillars, and we closed the place called Roy's. They had to ask us to leave around 1:30 in the morning. They said, "You Iowa people have to stop doing what you're doing." That city, Central Florida, Dr. Phillips area, that whole area. We golfed. We obviously had fine dining. You have just a mecca there, and you know, I had family. My dad, my late dad, lived up in Claremont. You know, it that whole area there in Orlando is just dynamite. I'm not saying your job is easy, but man, your visitors and convention people and what you've done there, Steve, has been outstanding. Talk about the people that how they come together and do such a great job with your bowl games.
No, that's so nice of you to say. You know, that's the culture of college football and the postseason in particular. Most all of these towns and our towns, we're super proud of how much people love being hospitable, right? How much they want to welcome you here and show you a great week. We're blessed to have, you know, north of 150,000 hotel rooms for people to enjoy mega theme parks. It's the most visited destination, really, on the planet, and that makes it nice. But, you know, without an NFL tenant, without a college tenant in the stadium, to think that by late 26, early 27, we'll have invested $800 million almost in a competitive stadium, a new 150,000-square-foot indoor event center field house adjacent to that building. You know, we're going to be rocking, and we've done all that work since 2014. So we're super proud of what the destination can offer and how much our community is committed to investing in its competition set.
Steve, Steve Hogan, the CEO of Florida Citrus, and has done such a great job, and so grateful to have him come on and help us kick off the college football season. The 12-team playoff, how does this portend for you and people in similar capacities? Is it the best of times and the worst of times, or is it just everyone so excited? I mean, college football, I mean, a lot of people talk name, image, likeness. You know, they're saying that, you know, Alabama now has got a roster that's got hundreds of millions of dollars, blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, college football is seemingly going to a whole nother level. How does this impact you? And how do you overall see the 12-team playoff? Let me hear.
Yeah, look, I'm excited for it like everybody else, right, as a fan and as a participant in the postseason. There's a lot of football teams that play this sport. There's a lot of schools that play this sport. You know, thousands of kids that play this sport. Probably 100 of them are going to get paid to do it in any given year. And so there's a lot of room for both. We haven't been picking from the top 12 in 8 years. And if there's one thing, I started in 95, if there's one thing that's been constant is change and evolution in college football, whether it be conferences, whether it be going from the bowl coalition to the BCS, the BCS mm-hmm. to the playoff, now the expanded playoff. And, you know, we're still seeing as many as we had 15 million viewers a few years ago for Bama, Michigan. We average probably in the 6-7 million viewer range every year in the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl. And is always the highest rated game. And oftentimes, all but 2 years of probably the last 20, we've been outrating one of the host games in the CFP. So, you know, we're really proud of that. I think it demonstrates just bowls in general. When you look at the sheer rating numbers for that, fans want to consume it. The playoffs awesome, and it's going to be awesome, and it's going to be great. Is there going to be a difference now that we're going, you know, kind of 12 playoff spots deep instead of really, you know, four of those playoff spots and the rest in host games? Sure, there'll be a little bit of an adjustment to that emotionally, but I still think there's some really good football teams, probably 9-10 win teams in the top 20 in the country that fans are going to want to see get together on the eve of the first, you know, kind of quarterfinal. And that's where we hope, you know, to kind of stake out the next 20 years of the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl. And the Pop-Tarts Bowl, picking at the top of the ACC and Big 12, has been equally as successful top three kind of rated game outside of the playoffs year in and year out. So I think there's room for that. The market's going to decide sponsorships, TV windows, how many postseason games I think can be successful around this playoff system, which is likely to expand, whether it be 14 or 16, it's a matter of when. But I think there's plenty of room when you got thousands of kids playing, hundreds of teams, you know, that need an opportunity. So I'm excited about that.
You know, we had the Poulon Weed Eater Bowl. I had no problem with the Weed Eater Bowl, but like you, when we had the Pop-Tart Eating Bowl, I started to cringe here a little bit, but this has been a marketing absolute ingenuity. I mean, it's been genius. Can you just talk about just the social media, the overall just groundswell towards this innovation? Can you truly talk about it and put it into some context for us?
I wish I could say. I really, and I probably should just start with all. I foresaw it all. My staff, we're all geniuses, you know. But there's no way you could have a clue this was going to do this well. But yeah, I think the thing I'm super proud of is, you know, you're committed to content. Content has to be a part of college football and college football's postseason. Name, image, and likeness, in a lot of ways, obviously, it's going to lean on content. All of these kids are amazingly talented in so many different ways, and their personalities and their brands. Content, likewise, you know, we've got to generate it to just add, you know, to what the postseason really is. And the idea, and I was freaked out. I mean, I love Kellanova, and, you know, both Pop-Tarts and Cheez-It. It's great to have edible titles. But when they came up with this, you know, you're like, sure, yeah, we can figure that out. And then, you know, and then you get about a week out, and you're like, how are we going to do this? This could go really bad. And, you know, I just am like, are they going to tackle? I'm asking my staff, hey, let me know. I'm doing interviews now. We just made our picks. Yeah, are they going to tackle this dude? Are we going to eat him literally? Or, you know, and sure enough, you know, what they came up with and the way it turned out just lit up. And they just want to, you know, a Grand Prix award in cans. I think they give 25 of those out all over the world a year. It's Pop-Tarts, right? This is a college football game. And so, it, you know, look, sales through the roof, millions of boxes sold the week after the game, the social media following through the roof. You know, it's just a lot of fun. I never could have imagined it'd be this big. But now we got a whole cult following around this. I think we posted when college football came out on EA Sports, you know, and released, there were some images that had said, hey, Pop-Tarts going to be in the game. These people were mad. They're like, you better not be teasing us. This better be real. I'm like, oh, my God. We've reached a whole other market outside of college football, but it's been great.
Yeah, Steve Hogan, CEO of Florida Citrus. You know what's interesting is you could spend your whole life in marketing rooms. I see you worked at, you worked in the New York Times. You've worked with major communications company. You could sit there and ad agencies could sit up here in New York on Madison Avenue. They can brainstorm, but it's just like these ideas. It's almost like it's once in a lifetime that something like this clicks, Steve. Just finish up here in our final 30 seconds. Congratulations and keep it up and stay. We're going to keep in our Rolodex and we're going to visit you again here soon. Thank you very much.
Appreciate the time. Look forward to doing it again. Stay tuned.
I think we lost him there. Did we lose him? Yeah, I think we did. Anyways, I want to thank him. It was just an outstanding get to be able to talk college football. This quickly as we roll towards the start of the season was last Saturday, and guess what? We're going to be back at it here before you know it. We'll come back here on the other side. We will wrap it up, what we're streaming, what we're screaming about here in the world of sports. Red Sox lose again. We got some good baseball on a Monday into a Tuesday as well. So we come back here on Sports Overnight America. Don't go away.
Thank you. One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
We are coming to you live here from New York City, putting a wrap on it. Great day in terms of tennis. Coco Gauff wins. Ben Shelton wins. Novak Djokovic tonight. He should cruise as well. That's where we're at. Baseball-wise, let me just run through it. Tell you where we're at. Yankees, listen, Judge went nuts. He hit two. In fact, the Yankees had yesterday 10-3 win, I think, over the Rockies. What was it? Back-to-back-to-back. You went Soto, Judge, and Giancarlo. So the great job out of the Yankees. Earlier today, a Royals 4-3 over the Guardians. We told you Blue Jays over the Red Sox 4-1 in that one. Little WNBA tonight. We'll be there Friday, by the way, roadshow. We'll be in Chicago for the Indiana Fever, Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese Friday night at Wintrust Arena up by O'Hare Airport, up near Chicago's O'Hare Airport in right outside of Northbrook, right? Right there in Northbrook. Indiana Fever, Atlanta Dream tonight in the ATL. And then we'll get Mystic, Storm, Liberty, Mercury. But a little Caitlin tonight. Keep us involved with the WNBA. And again, roadshow coming up Friday. Big football week, first week. What do we got? Notre Dame, Texas A&M. We'll pay attention to that. LSU, Southern Cal will be on Sunday. We just got, week one, right? We got week zero out of the way. We got a great week in college football coming up the first full week with a plethora of games. Tomorrow, Armin Katayan's got a new book out on college football. He will join us later on in the week. We will have Nick Douglas on the Southeastern Conference, DJ Shields. We will also have Tyler Levine and Nico Beef Sauce will join us this week as well. We got a lot to get to here, so we look forward to it. All right, for the whole crew, thanks to Dominic Jimenez, Steve Hogan, CEO of Florida Citrus. Had a little awkward end to that interview. Sorry about that. Great job out of Zaid Hussein. I'm Marty Terrell. Stay with us. More sports talk after the top of the hour here on Sports Overnight. Adios.